Cambridge English Readers, Level 3, Just Good Friends, by Penny Hancock, published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. Just Good Friends, by Penny Hancock. Chapter 1. In Camden Town.
I know where we can go on holiday, said Stephanie.
She was lying on the sitting room floor of her London flat. There were newspapers and holiday magazines all over the floor. All the hotels Stephanie liked were too expensive, and she didn't want to spend her holiday in a cheap hotel with a lot of other English people. Max came out of the kitchen with a plate of sushi and a bottle of cold Chardonnay wine. He knew this was the kind of food and drink Stephanie enjoyed. Stephanie looked up at the tall, handsome man. His good looks made her heart jump. The first time she saw Max, she thought he was a cold, unfriendly person. She could not believe that a person could be so good-looking and nice as well. But now Stephanie knew that Max was just shy, not unfriendly. He also thought about other people and tried to help them when it was possible. Stephanie thought he was the perfect man. He sat down beside Stephanie and touched her black hair. "Show me," he said, nodding his head at the pictures of white beaches in the magazines.
"No," said Stephanie. "This place isn't in the magazines. I don't know why I didn't think of it before."
"Where is it? Tell me," said Max. He was pouring the wine into two tall glasses.
"Carlo's flat," said Stephanie with a big smile.
She took her wine and bit into the sushi.
"Sushi, my favourite. I love Japanese food," she said. "When did you get this?"
"I went into the supermarket on Camden Road on the way here," said Max. "I knew you would be pleased. Now, tell me more. Who's Carlo, and where is his flat?"
"Carlo's a good friend. I taught him English 5 years ago, when he was in London. He has a flat in a beautiful village on the Ligurian Sea in Italy, near Genoa. He said I can stay in it. I've been there a couple of times. It's perfect. You'll love it."
"Slow down," said Max. "If it was 5 years ago, do you think he still wants you to stay in his flat?"
"Oh, yes, I'm sure. Carlo's a very kind person. He doesn't live in the flat now. It's empty most of the year. He only uses it for weekends sometimes."
"Well..." Max didn't know much about Italians or Italian men. He didn't know if they really were good at being good friends with women. It would be difficult for any man to be just friends with Stephanie. She was very pretty. He watched her now as she walked into the kitchen. She was just as pretty as when he first met her one night at the jazz cafe in Camden with some friends. They had been going out for 2 months now. Max had had a lot of girlfriends, but now he wanted to have a serious relationship. It was easier said than done. Some women were too interested in their jobs. Other women just wanted to have a good time. Some were too serious. Others were not serious enough. Stephanie, however, seemed just right. She was intelligent and serious, and she liked her job. She was a language teacher, and she worked hard. But she also liked to enjoy herself. She liked going to clubs and parties and doing sport. She did a lot of swimming, and was very strong. Max didn't really like sport. In fact, he didn't like taking exercise. He was an architect, and he enjoyed looking at buildings and paintings. But Max liked the fact that they were different, and he liked her more because of it.
"I'm so pleased I thought of Carlo," Stephanie said, sitting down next to Max again. "We'll have a great time. I love you, Max."
It was the first time she had spoken so warmly. Although they had been going out for a couple of months now, she had never said she loved him before. Max pulled her close to him. "I love you too," he said. They kissed. Then Stephanie began to describe the village where Carlo's flat was to Max.
"It's beside the sea. It's on Italy's northwest coast, near Genoa. The houses are built on the hills and are all different colours, and the country is beautiful, full of places where they grow fruit and vegetables. It's so pretty, Max. And there are good restaurants with fresh fish, or you can get fresh pasta or pizza."
"It's beginning to sound very nice," said Max.
"We can walk and swim and water ski."
"Hey, slow down," said Max. "I can't water ski."
"Well, anyway, we can eat good food."
Max put his arm round Stephanie. He thought she was lovely when she was like this.
"Okay, telephone Carlo," he said. "But not until later."
And he began to kiss her again. Chapter 2. In Genoa.
Some things never go away. You think they have gone. You continue with your life. You think, "I'll never see that person again, so there is no more need to worry." You have children. You go to work and come home. You shop for food and cook good meals for your family. You look after your husband well. You buy him trousers and shirts and ties. You make love with him whenever he wants it, and say nothing when he doesn't. You don't agree sometimes. You think he might spend more time with the children. You know he works hard, and also know that the children can be hard work when he gets home. You put the children to bed yourself, although you have been working too. You are tired too, because you have also done the shopping and cooking. This was what it was like for Ruth. Ruth had met Carlo in Italy when she was working in a restaurant. They had married, and she had left her own country and moved to live with him in Italy. She had two children, and they had lived in the flat in the village by the sea for a while. Then Ruth had wanted to move to a bigger house in the town. The reason she wanted to move was to get away from Carlo's family. Carlo's mother and father lived in the flat next door, and his uncle and aunt and cousins lived opposite. There was also a grandmother who lived above his parents. Everyone in the little village seemed to be part of Carlo's family. Ruth couldn't get away from them. They seemed to watch her all the time. They told her how to cook, which fruit to buy, where to dry the washing. But she just wanted to be alone with Carlo, and she began to hate Carlo's family. She had to get away. Carlo finally agreed. He bought a house in Genoa because he loved Ruth so much and he wanted her to be happy. They kept the flat by the sea for weekend visits and summer holidays. One Friday evening, the telephone rang. The children were in bed and Carlo was working late. "Pronto?"
Ruth answered in the Italian way.
"Hello?"
"Hello?" At first, Ruth thought that one of her friends from England was ringing her. It didn't happen often. She felt surprised and happy.
Hi, Ruth, it's Stephanie.
Stephanie? Stephanie? For a few seconds, Ruth could not remember who Stephanie was.
Stephanie, said Ruth.
Hi, said Stephanie. How are you?
We're fine, said Ruth.
How many children have you got now?
Asked Stephanie.
Two. More than enough.
Yes, I think you're wonderful.
Wonderful? Why? Asked Ruth.
Oh, bringing up children. It's hard work, I know. Lots of my friends are doing it.
You haven't got any children yourself. If Stephanie had children, Ruth would feel safer with her. She remembered the last time Stephanie came to visit Carlo. It wasn't a happy time.
Me?
No, sorry, not yet, said Stephanie.
There was a silence. Ruth didn't know what to say. Finally, Stephanie said,
I actually wanted to know if the flat might be free in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, no, Ruth thought. What should she say? If she said it wasn't free, it would be a lie. If Carlo ever found out, he would be angry. She could say she needed to check with Carlo. But Ruth didn't want Stephanie to think Carlo made all of the decisions. So she said, in a friendly and helpful voice,
Why, yes, I believe it is. Are you coming to Italy?
Would you like to stay in the flat?
Well, yes, if that would be okay,
asked Stephanie.
Of course it would be okay,
said Ruth, although it wasn't true. It would be great.
You know, Carlo said you can stay in it whenever you want.
So it was decided. Ruth put the phone down with a heavy heart. Stephanie was back in their lives. Chapter 3. A Good Friend. In London, Stephanie put the phone down.
Well, she seems to think it's okay,
she called out across the flat. Max came out of the bathroom, drying his black hair.
Who's she?
Carlo's wife, Ruth.
Oh, said Max.
He was pleased to hear that Carlo was married.
Great, he said.
He sat down on the sofa.
I'll get the plane tickets.
He held Stephanie in his arms. I feel better for a shower. Now I can relax. It's been a long week. But Stephanie couldn't relax. She stood up. Something about Ruth's voice had made her feel strange.
I'm a little worried. I don't know Ruth very well. Maybe it's not a good time for them,
said Stephanie.
Oh, let's not worry now, said Max. It's late and I'm tired. Let's go to bed.
Okay,
said Stephanie. But that night she didn't sleep very well. The next evening, while Max was cooking supper for Stephanie in the kitchen, the telephone rang.
Hello?
Stephanie said.
Hi, Stephanie. It's Carlo.
Hello, Carlo.
Max watched Stephanie. She looked very happy.
How lovely to hear your voice,
she said.
Ruth says you want to stay in the flat,
said Carlo.
Yes, if possible.
Of course you can. Are you coming alone?
No, I've met someone. He's called Max. He's very nice.
Stephanie looked up at Max and smiled.
Well then, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
How are you, Carlo?
Stephanie asked.
So-so. Up and down. We worry about money, like everyone. And my wife is angry with me because I work too much. But if I don't work, we don't get any money.
Is Ruth working too?
Yes. She says she never stops working. She works in the day with the children and at night in a restaurant. But never mind. You come and have a holiday. It will be good to see you.
Yes. I hope we can all meet for dinner.
Sure. I'll see you then.
Bye, Carlo. And thanks.
Stephanie turned to Max.
I knew it would be okay if I spoke to Carlo, she said. He's a very good friend. He's really pleased that we are coming.
Shouldn't we offer to pay for the flat?
Max asked.
No, said Stephanie. Carlo would be angry.
Chapter 4. I don't trust Stephanie. Who were you talking to? Asked Ruth, coming into the sitting room now the children were asleep at last.
Stephanie, said Carlo.
Why does Stephanie want our flat for her holiday? Why can't she find her own hotel or something? Ruth asked.
You know I promised Stephanie she could use the flat. It was before I knew you. I can't suddenly change my mind just because we're married.
I just think giving someone my home is unnecessary.
But the flat isn't your home, said Carlo. You didn't want to live in the flat, remember? You didn't like living in the village. You wanted a bigger house. This house is your home, not the flat. The flat is empty, and it is much better if someone uses it.
You never asked me how I felt about it, said Ruth.
She knew she sounded a bit like a child, but she couldn't help it.
I didn't know you when I made the promise, Carlo said. I can't suddenly tell her she can't have it. If I make a promise, I like to keep it.
Ruth knew this. It was one of the things she loved about Carlo. He was very honest, and if he said he would do something, he always did it. Ruth was always surprised that Carlo had married her. She didn't think she was very pretty, not like the Italian girls he knew, and she hated her red hair. Carlo promised her he didn't like women just because they looked good and dressed nicely. One of the things I like about people from Britain, he said, is they don't worry about fashion, not like Italian women. Carlo loved everything to do with Britain. The sense of humour, the green fields, the people, even the food and the weather. The only reason he stayed in Italy was because he had a good job as a surveyor. But Stephanie was from Britain, and she looked good as well. Ruth felt jealous of her. She didn't say anything more to Carlo about it. She went to bed. She heard Carlo go out. He had probably gone for a drink at the bar. Later on, towards midnight, she heard him come in again. The bedroom door opened. Carlo came in and sat on the bed next to her. Listen, he said, taking Ruth's hand. You mustn't worry about Stephanie. She's just a good friend. You are the only person I love. Ruth looked up. She was crying. And anyway, Stephanie is coming with a new boyfriend. Ruth put her arms round Carlo. Perhaps things would be all right if Stephanie had her own boyfriend now. She smiled at Carlo. He was such a lovely man, and she wanted to trust him. She did trust him. The trouble was, she just could not trust Stephanie. Chapter 5 In a Village by the Sea. Stephanie and Max had ordered a taxi to take them across London and up the motorway to Stansted Airport. "I love this building," said Max. He was talking about the airport building. Stephanie didn't say anything. It was something she didn't understand. To her, a building was a building. However, she enjoyed being inside the airport with its shops that sold holiday things, everything from perfume to underwear and expensive clothes. She liked to watch the people, too, lots of businesswomen on their way to Milan to fashion shows, and wealthy men on their way to expensive holiday places. She hoped that one day she would fly about the world, earning lots of money. Soon they were sitting on the plane. Stephanie's stomach gave a jump as the plane took off, and she had her usual moment of feeling afraid as it rose into the sky. Soon, up above the clouds, she began to relax. The sun came into the plane. Max bought a bottle of champagne, and they drank to our first holiday together. Then they were coming down, and the colours below them had changed from the grey and green of England to the gold and brown of Italy. The light was soft. Stephanie had forgotten this about Italy. She came out of the airport feeling happy from the champagne, but also because she was back in her favourite country. From Genoa, they took a train down the coast. "How do I ask for a sandwich?" asked Max. A man selling drinks had stopped beside them. "Just ask for a panino," said Stephanie. She spoke good Italian, and for some reason she thought it was strange that Max couldn't speak any. They drank coffee and ate sandwiches as the train went in and out of tunnels and past views of beautiful houses, green trees, and a bright blue sea. "It's the next stop, I think," said Stephanie. They picked up their bags and got ready to get off the train. A smell Stephanie knew welcomed them as they climbed down from the train, a smell of the sea and of pizza. They had to walk back a little way to reach the village itself. The colours that met them when they arrived were bright, pink and orange houses, red flowers, and blue and green boats. "Great!" Max shouted, and Stephanie knew she had made the right choice for their holiday. To get the key for the flat, they had to knock on Carlo's parents' door. The flat Max and Stephanie were staying in was next door. Carlo's mother, a small woman, stood looking at Stephanie for a moment.
"Stephanie!" she cried in Italian. "You haven't changed at all. In fact, I think you are even more beautiful than you were before."
Stephanie smiled and introduced Max. The old woman was quiet as she looked at Max.
"Welcome,"
she said after a minute, and then she disappeared into the flat and returned with a key.
"My husband has put a bottle of wine and some tomatoes and salad from his garden in the flat," she said. "Make yourselves at home."
"Thank you so much, Signora," Stephanie said.
"I hope you will eat dinner with us one evening," the old woman continued.
"Oh, Signora, that would be lovely," said Stephanie.
Max watched. He didn't understand what they were saying, but he thought Stephanie was agreeing to eat with the old couple. He didn't like the idea very much. He wanted to have Stephanie to himself this holiday. Stephanie continued to talk to Carlo's mother as if she were the most important person in the world to her.
"Has Carlo been here lately?" asked Stephanie.
"He was here at the weekend, and told me you were coming," said the Signora. "He asked Ruth to prepare the flat for you."
"And how is Ruth?" asked Stephanie quietly.
"So-so," she said.
It was clear from her face that she did not have much time for her daughter-in-law.
"She's always busy. I never see my grandchildren any more."
"Oh, dear," said Stephanie. "I'm sure they love seeing you." The old woman smiled at Stephanie. Stephanie then thanked the Signora and led Max to the door of their flat.
"She likes you," Max said, giving Stephanie a kiss. "I expect she hoped Carlo would marry you instead of Ruth."
"Oh, don't be silly, Max," said Stephanie. "She likes me because I was Carlo's teacher. Look, this is our bedroom."
"It looks very nice," said Max. "Who did all this work? Look, they've even put flowers on the table."
"It was Ruth," said Stephanie.
"She's very kind," said Max. "She doesn't know us. And we are staying in her flat for nothing."
"Carlo's flat," Stephanie said quickly.
"Yes, but as they're married, it's her flat as well. It's very kind of both of them. I'm sure we should offer to pay for it."
"I wouldn't worry about that," said Stephanie. "As I said, Carlo and I have always had this agreement."
Max felt a little uncomfortable about being given a beautiful holiday flat for nothing. Stephanie opened the windows, and they looked out at a view across roofs to the Mediterranean.
"Wonderful," said Max.
"And we have a balcony," said Stephanie, opening the doors onto a little balcony, where she shut her eyes and took a deep breath of sea air.
"Oh, the smells here are so good," Stephanie said. "I already feel better. Let's unpack and go and get an ice cream from the gelateria and see if anyone's swimming down on the beach."
"Good idea," said Max, looking at Stephanie in the Italian light. She looked beautiful, and he thought that he really was in love this time.